Hi, and welcome to the study of God's Word from the pulpit of First Baptist Church, Winton, California.
Good morning. Well, I've been coming to this church ever since I was young. I grew up in this church, and kind of like this church. Yeah. Today, I'm going to be talking about having integrity and when to use it, and when to apply it. A while back, I found myself looking for answers from God, and I felt like I was spiritually empty. I had nothing going on. I didn't care about anything. I just did whatever I wanted to do, didn't pay attention to my parents, listened to them, and I would listen to them every once in a while, but and then we started having conflicts between my mom and my dad and me. But I found that after you read your Bible for a while and you actually start getting in depth with the Word, that you actually become stronger with Lord, and you become... and. That you get a stronger relationship with the Lord. And it just really moved me because during the weekday, I would go to another youth group. And there I learned about their Celebrate Recovery group. And I would go to their group, and that kind of helped me to gain thought and focus on why we're here on earth and how we can get through our troubles and our difficult times. I came to the point where I would read my Bible every once in a while, but then I slowly started getting more in depth in it, and I would read it every day. And I don't know what it was about Revelation, but I would read Revelation all the time. And I was thinking about doing something on Revelation, but Pastor did a 2-year study on Revelation, so I decided not to do it. I came to the point where I would be able to refer to any other scripture and be able to pick it apart piece by piece and be able to fully comprehend it. But I feel that Satan is always nudging us, trying to get us away from, trying to get us back to our old habits that we didn't necessarily want to go. There's still some habits that I have that I pray about every day to try to get rid of. And it's just a slow process, painstaking process that you have to go through till you can get rid of all those habits. But I feel that Satan always nudges us to lead us back to those things that we never really wanted to do. And that we just feel that we don't care anymore, that eventually it will lead us into a whole lot of trouble. Especially when it comes to worldly things. I went to church camp, summer camp last year, and during that time, I was working in the summer with my dad in Modesto, and I worked the night shift, so I worked from 11 at night to 7 in the morning, and that day, I got picked up at my house around 9 or so, so I was only going to get about an hour of sleep, so I ended up staying awake. And I had no rest that whole day. But I ended up, during that night, during the service, I ended up catching myself falling asleep with my Bible almost landing on the ground. I caught myself, and I felt like people were watching me, like falling asleep. And so I was physically drained, and that whole sermon, I have no clue what it was about, but I know I like the speakers. But it took a little while because we were there, I think, 3 days. And so I finally got back into the groove of things of sleeping during the night and being awake during the day. And by that last day, I never saw myself, but during the worship part, I had my hands up in the air. I was on fire for God. And I think that everything just takes a process, like I said, to be able to get where you need to be and where you want to be. But I ended up staying up that day for 27 hours and got like 3 hours of sleep because that first day is just very rowdy and everyone wants to stay awake and talk. And I realized while I was there that just because you're saved doesn't mean that you can go out and do whatever you want to do after that, because you need to leave your old habits behind and start fresh and start over. With the Celebrate Recovery team, I learned that you have to have integrity to read your Bible when you need to, not just reading it every once in a while, but the more that you read it, the stronger you get in the Word and the closer you get to God. If you will, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 33, verse 14 through 16. Isaiah 33, verse 14 says, "The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with a devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings?" I had to think about that for a second. Devouring fire. It's like one of those campfires that you first start and you just put wood and you just keep putting wood, putting it on top, and it just starts slowly building up. But if we were the wood, I wouldn't want to be burning for eternity, because I know that if I get one little burn on myself, I know I'm very cautious and careful next time to not burn myself. And I've burned myself, especially like in foods class, when the stove is hot and we don't know. Yeah, it hurts. Verse 15 says, "He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, he shuts his eyes from seeing evil." Now, when I read the part that says keeps his hands from accepting bribes, I automatically thought about Pebble Beach. I'm an explorer with the police department in Merced, not to be confused with the sheriff's office, because I get that a lot. And every year we go to Pebble Beach for the golf tournament, which is like celebrities and professional golfers golf at the same time. And we work around the perimeter of Pebble Beach. We're centered around the actual golf course. And we do parking. We check the cars for placards, make sure they're parked in the correct spots. And we do some sort of security. Sometimes we'll do bag checks. Other times we'll do crosswalks and stuff like that. But when I thought about keeping his hands from accepting bribes, I thought about the explorers, because as part of the command staff, we always tell them every night before we go out, every morning before we go out, we say, "Don't take any bribes," because I've been asked if I could get $100. They would say, "Hey, can I get $100 in my pocket?" I said, "Nope, you have to have a placard." But no matter how much that temptation is, you just can't do it, especially because of the if you do accept a bribe, that person can just as easily go to your advisor, whoever's in charge, and say, "Hey, I gave this kid this much money," and, you know, so you're basically not going to come back with anything. You're going to lose everything. And they immediately go home. They get sent home. They lose their uniform. And depending on the advisors, they could file charges on them. Mark 8:36 says, "What good is for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul?" I mean, we could have everything we want, but if we give up our soul, we're not going to go anywhere. We need to remember that God is all-knowing, that He knows everything we do, even though our friends and family might not see the things you do. God sees everything that you do. And even if you don't get judged now, you'll get judged by God, which I see that it would be a lot more shameful to get judged in front of God than to get judged in front of your friends and family. Numbers 32:23 says, "But if you fail to do this, you'll be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out." Verse 16, Isaiah 33:16 says, "He will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure." Now, if you have integrity and you are righteous and you have a really good relationship with God, you're promised all these wonderful riches in heaven. You will dwell on high, like it says. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Because especially with in Revelation where it talks about them getting a mark on the hand or the forehead, it's going to be very difficult for us to get those supplies and needs that we want, but he assures us that our needs will be met. An Italian friar, his name was St. Francis of Assisi, he lived between 1182 and 1226 A.D., and he once said, "Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words." So to think about that, you don't have to use words. You can use your actions just by the way that you act, just by the way that your friends see you, and especially if you know the word and you have a strong relationship with God, it can lead to you witnessing to your friends and family. I know your family is probably the hardest ones, but especially in areas like this where there's just a lot of broken homes, I feel that there's a real strong need for more youth and teens to get involved to be able to spread the word. I feel that we need to live with integrity to save the unsaved, to witness to others. And I feel that if the Lord reigned during our time, how would our days be? How would it be nowadays compared to back then? And I just want you to walk away thinking about this. Imagine if he did live in our time and he was on the earth nowadays. How would your life be changed? How would you be living your life? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, Lord, for everything you've given us. And Lord, I just want you to take care of us and watch over us, Lord, that you may be able to help us, Lord, get back to that place of assuredness, Lord, with you. I just want you to take care of us throughout this day, throughout this week, Lord, that we may be able to honor and glorify you, Lord, and say that everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you've never trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you to call on him now and through a simple prayer of faith, give your life to him. If you're not attending a church that honors the Bible as the Word of God, we encourage you to locate and begin attending such a church in the area where you live. The message you have just heard was preached from the pulpit of First Baptist Church, Winton, California. For more information on the ministry of First Baptist Church, Winton, please visit our website at wintonchurch.org.